Flynn White Bart.
I liked it. I think those two things he allowed it for. Yeah. Otherwise, he didn't allow transfers to be used on Shabbos. Ramosha finds us. Ramosha just saw the children. Ramosha does not allow transfers to be used at all on Shabbos. He holds a big problem of using a transfer. Now, the reason why Ramosha would be an osa is because of zilzul. You can run your whole house, your factory, you can run your whole factory like this, and therefore Chazal would have made an issa on using a tithes on Shabbos. That's what is Ramosha Tainer. Okay, I'm not going to throw it to you, but that's Ramosha Tainer. Others, and that's really what we do, we seem to follow this minhag. The Maaseh, we do allow time switches. The Maaseh, we have time switches for, I don't know what, heating. I think Ramosha allows it. So I made a mistake actually here. Ramosha says, he allows it with two things. Lighting and something else. What was the other one? Mashik Manog, Lahamad de Moshe, the Chavis Hanez, electric he allows. Ain Lasso. There was one other thing he allows, but I can't remember what it was. Maybe heating. I think it could be heating, maybe. Those two things he allowed on time switches, but everything else he allows from Moshe. And as I say, that's what we seem to follow. We do allow time switches. Well, the question is are you allowed to interfere with a time switch? I'm watching, you've got a time switch over here. Now, like I say, I'm not sure all the intricate details how it works, but the Maisha, the Shaila is, are you allowed to interfere with this time switch that it works? Let me just read that from the chart over here. So, there's a few things you have to know. In the Hakdoma and Shaila Chav Tes, first of all, Hakdoma number one is that a melacha on Shabbos is also to do. You do it via diary. You mustn't do a direct action on Shabbos. That the Gemara learns out from Apostle, that an indirect action is mutter. A groma, something which is indirect, so the Gemara learns out from a drosha, is allowed to be done. We started this last week. We said, Lamoshal, someone's got one sort of fire burning in his house. If a person puts around the fire plastic containers or whatever, where the fire's going to burst the containers and the water's going to come out, that's a groma. That is mutter to do. The Ramah says this is mutter b'makom hefset. That means groma is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. It's not a free for all. Groma is only allowed in certain cases. That means even though it's not an issur min haTorah, it's an issur rabbanon, we do not allow groma as a blanket hefset. You can't do a melacha for groma just like that. I ask you, my friends, if I'm right, what I'm saying, there's a big question on this. Am I allowed to take a food on Shabbos, a raw piece of meat, and put it in water and on the fire, which is burning already on Shabbos? Am I allowed to do that?
No.
Is that groma or not groma?
Bishul.
Every bishul is groma. Why is that not allowed? It's not happening straight away. It's indirect.
That's what bishul is all about.
So now there's a few conditions in groma. Groma is not a blanket heter. There's a lot of conditions in groma. One condition is, let's do the Orech Shabbos over here. So condition number one is, the Orech Shabbos says, is I'm a Vashem Shabbos. First of all, someone cooks on Shabbos, even though it doesn't happen straight away. It takes time for such a thing like this to happen. Chayev, Asher Adam Rek in Yechaz HaGedei HaGabo Eish, when it's Bashel is Achaz Man, it takes time to cook, because Eish, there's no patrol grom, because that is the normal way it's done. That is the normal way the Melacha is done, and therefore that's also to do. That's rule number one. Rule number two is another interesting rule, and that's called Isha Mishum Chitzyoy. If a person, Lamosh Lagamosh, talking about the Zokin over here, a person takes an arrow and he shoots an arrow, it takes 5 minutes to go from here to another place, and after 5 minutes, he kills someone. Is he chai for that? Didn't happen straight away with damage. He's chai. That's called Isha Mishum Chitzyoy. It's coming directly from him. That is also a liability. It means even though it's going with the wind as well, the wind is also helping it, it's not directly him. He's needing the wind also helps the arrow move. That's also also to do on Shabbos. Man, impossible to say. Not only is also the Zokin, it's also as, what do you call it, as in Hilchos Shabbos as well. That's another condition. When a person, then there's another thing, there's a few things, or Hachoyes B'Shvorim, Kosar Rishonim, Shachoyes Hasoda, the day Shanoisin Oil al Gabay Abahema. Someone puts a yoke on top of a cow, and he starts walking with a cow in a field, and the field gets ploughed. That's not called a groma. That's also called a direct action, he's liable for that. What he wants to bring out is that not every action that you do is called indirect. Even though it doesn't happen spontaneously because of you, it means something else is happening as well. That is questionable. Not every case is called a grom. When a person touches a time switch, now, I'm watching a person's got a time switch, which is set, let's say, for example, the time switch is completely off. So a person now flicks the switch down so that after a while, when a dial reaches that mark, it's going to go on. Most people would say that's a grommer. You'd understand that could be called a grommer.
Oh,
so that's the type of, it's not normally a derech electricity like that. Because normally when you put on a time switch, it could be, but not much normally to put a fire on, you wouldn't, let's say you want to put a heating on a time switch. So they may have put, that might be the derech. Let's say put lights on. A normal light you wouldn't do with a time switch. A normal light you would do with a thing. So this is the big question over here. Is a time switch, when a person interferes with a time switch, is that a grommer or is that called a meister be a dying? Rav Moshe, believe it or not, actually holds that it's mamish osa, he holds the meister be a dying. Rav Moshe in the shuvah over here, let's just see if we can find the shuvah. Rav Moshe, doesn't make a difference actually. Rav Moshe doesn't make a difference. One's a derisive, one's a one. To find the shuvah here, Rav Moshe. Very interesting shuvah of Rav Moshe. I thought I had it here, Simon Summer. But you know, I quote you out the shul of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds interfering with the tithes, which is a serious problem in every case. It's awesome with Rabbonon, definitely it's not a grommer. Let's just find this over here. Kosta Moron, Ingris Moshe, in Yeridea. Seven members are in the Vadovi Mutter the Hosses has shown she yichabe be ichosman to make it switch off later, etc., etc., or to go on at a different time. Osu b'choloifen. It's forbidden to touch the time switch in any case whatsoever. Osu b'choloifen. What? Yeah, it's not a heter. Normally we don't allow to do malachi out here. Aval yes comes there, open to malachi rice. In some cases, an isim adatoy, says Rav Moshe, are going to oisa shiyadi bein be'ichuz man bein mekiruv, who malacha. The person makes it come on later or earlier, it's a malacha. The chen shiyachaba bein be'ichuz, when it goes off, is also. If it's going off, it's a malacha, saying to you, go with the drabon, but putting on, it's a derisa. So Rav Moshe held that touching a tithe, which is a derisa. I must tell you something, my friends. That it's very, some of these times are very problematic. Even we're going to see, Rav Shlomo Zalman was cholik, and other gedolim were cholik, and they held that it's not an issa deraisa to do. It's not an issa deraisa to interfere with a tithe. I must tell you though that some tithe, which in fact many of these tithe which I find, is if let's say it's, what happens is you put this in a wall, it goes around as a clock. That's how it goes, yeah. When you start interfering with it, sometimes when you're touching it, you stop the clock moving. If that's true. Then when you stopped it, and you let go and you release it, you've now done a mamish a maisa. What?
It's on, the light's on. You're just making those knobs further.
Yeah, but I'm telling you. That's two things, that's true. But sometimes when you interfere, sometimes, yes, when you interfere with the knobs, you can sometimes stop the clock moving. If you're doing that, that's a serious problem, according to everyone. If you don't interfere with that and the clock, what? No, what do you say? You say it's all right?
Hmm?
Yeah, you must interfere or not really?
There's so many different types. That's it.
It's true. There are many types. So the maestro, what? If there's pins in there and you take out, could be you don't. I think very often you do interfere. But the maestro, that's the side part. I'm saying the maestro, there were gedolim hold. It's not awesome in our Torah.
Either way. To
it. Hold, come. So Marshall here is, let's see if we can find Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman's very interesting over here. So Shlomo Zalman, he was a bit more makel. But I must tell you also, you must realize, it makes a big mixture this over here. People make a lot of mistakes. A lot of Rabbonim hold with shitta, one should not touch time switches at all on Shabbos. Because a lot of mistakes, that is a very simple reason for this. People make mistakes. And sometimes you have to know what you're doing. And I say, like in my case, sometimes you can have a problem. Like you're interfering with the clock, you stop the clock moving, you have a problem. Even the Makilim, they were only said a svara. Let me just show you what they said. They were talking about, Lamosh, let's say it's on now, the time switch. It's due to go off at 10:30. Now, you want it to go on till 12:30. So can you take the peg out and move it on to a later month? That is prolonging, it's already on. That's already better, already, yeah? What? Yeah, that's what's wrong, to prolong it.
When you take it out, it goes on indefinitely.
Put
it back in.
Yeah, that's also, yeah, it's also interesting. So let's say you leave it in. Let's say you just take, you put one, the new peg in the other one. At 10:12, and then you take this one out. It's an interesting point where he's tying. He's tying a good point there. When you take it out, it's now going to be indefinitely.
That's
what I said.
Yeah.
But even that is not so posh. I must tell you, so Rav Shlomo Zalman was the one. I don't want to get all these, because I don't want to give a psalm. It's mutter. No one says it's mutter. I must tell you. Even the Makilian Rav Shlomo Zalman, who was the most maker with this, I must read out his Loshen. Very interesting Loshen, he says. he held the chayre, it's a grommer. I mean, don't forget, a grommer is not poshut mutter either, yeah? Because it's a grommer, it doesn't mean it's allowed. A grommer means in certain cases one's allowed to be lenient. One has to ask a rob for this. It means everyone holds, there's still a grommer going on over here. No one says it's a glat mutter. It's even the people who hold it as mutter, they hold it like a grommer, indirect, which a grommer, the Ramah says, only mutter of a chayfet. So you have to have some big tzoyer to do it. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I think really that the times would only involve a grommer. This was his normal expression. The Indian Kirbat Lokka, the Minadin, ain't a grommer. Omnon, the Indian Meiser. Shlomo Zalman himself, the big Kuddik Ramosha, Shlomo Zalman, heard a Talmud of Yeshiva, Limone Masias, Kol Shinuyim, Shoyin Shabbos. A person should hold back from touching anything to do with the time on Shabbos. The afternoon shame of throwing the dart on that day and going, Icha Kibo had Leka to delay it. Unless you've got mummies to big toe, we should ask the rod. So the stamazoids you make, one has to take a lot of precaution about it. One should not be making a stamazoid touching the time switch. Asking a goy is already much better. That's mutter. Because don't forget, yeah, even if you hold it's a problem, it's all, it could be a grommer. A grommer for a non Jew to do for you is already much better. So the tzorech, one can zikha ask a non-Jew to interfere with your time switch. So the moshel, let's say someone's hot plate, it's meant to be going off, the moshel, let's say it's at 10 o'clock at night. And he realizes it's too early in the maaseh, he's got delayed in shul, by the time he comes home the maaseh, it's going to be, it's later than necessary, and he needs the food to stay hot for much longer. So then in such a case, one will be allowed to ask the goy to interfere, to take out the peg or whatever, and do a grom and make it go off later or whatever, or even to make it come on, let's say, if it's okay tomorrow. Let's say, sorry, come on, let's say someone needs something to come on, a light to come on, and there's no, it's going to be very dark in the house tomorrow, so he didn't realize the bulb, the fluorescent light's broken. So he wants to put a time switch on, and he can ask a goy to, with a grommer, indirect, that means in there, you ask the goy to put a time switch on. Let's say it's 8 o'clock in the morning now, and you ask the goy to put a pin in that. At 10 o'clock in the morning, it comes on. Before. Yeah, they can ask before. It's a grommer, that's much to do. That is allowed to be done. But otherwise, time switches, if anyone wants to touch it himself, once you ask the shyness chochem first before you touch a time switch, it's very. Sorry? It's even better than Amir Lamir. You don't have to do it. It's not even Amir Lamir. Come on, Amir Lamir. Amir Lamir, Mishnah was not happy with, yeah? He allows any block of Hesed to go. Better even. See, it's not even Amir Lamir. It's much better. The goy is doing a grommer for you. A grommer is much better. A grommer for a non-Jew is much more quality, much more lenient. I'm saying even Shlomo Zalman, who was very maker. I don't know anyone else. Shlomo Zalman was a big maker in Hilchus Electric with all these things. He was a big thing. Yes, I'm saying this. Shlomo Zalman himself says his bottom line was that you shouldn't interfere with these time switches. That was Shlomo Zalman's because could be muktzah as well. Now you can move with kalachayad. That muktzah could be moved kalachayad. But he wasn't happy with all this. It's a big mistake. You can make a lot of mistakes simple. It's risky. It's very risky. Other questions, very brief. I want to finish off the electric shayas. Many people ask shayas about using a lift on Shabbos. A lift on Shabbos involves many questions. Again, there's a big shayah in the poskim. Many poskim hold that every person who goes into the lift makes an effect on the electricity that's being used. And therefore, l'chadchila, certainly, one should avoid using a lift. In a mokum tzorech, again, there's a necessity, then one asks us a shayla. Even a Shabbos lift, you have to know. The Shabbos, I didn't read this, but the Shabbos lift only gains that it opens every floor. That's what I thought, but someone told me it's not true. I thought this as well. Huh? Yeah, I thought this was. Two people told me that it's not right. Someone told me the only mild of Shabbos.
Especially me, that shouldn't, the weight shouldn't affect.
Yeah, I thought this as well, but two people told me this. Yeah, that's one.
What? To cover up wings.
Yeah? That's what I thought so, but someone told two people told me that it's wrong. What? Two people told me that it's not right. Two people told me
when you come in, if you're in a sort of lift and you tell them, oh, I want it
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. That's what I'll be talking about, You're saying the weight's the same. I don't know, you have to ask the Shaila, even the lifts, my son, I know Rabbi Yashua was very against the lifts. I don't know what the Shaila was, so I can never understand it. But even these lifts, which are programmed, he didn't hold them. I don't know what the Shaila was. I say, Mamakum Tsoyrach, there are heterium, Mamakum Tsoyrach. I must tell you, the Moshe, I mean, someone has to go with a Choyla, for example. Not Choyla, but there's no Shaila. But sometimes a person has to go and live with someone, or let's say someone has to go and visit someone in hospital. That's where it's no gear, the Moshe. So you have someone needs to visit in hospital to be Tsoyrach. But the guy is on the 12th floor. The thing is, you're not going to get many visitors going to see such a person if he's on the 12th floor. So then one should ask a Shaila in such a case, whether one's allowed to use a lift in such a case. Shabbos lift. Lift. What? Yeah, other people have to know if it makes a difference. That one has to ask. Yeah, these automatic doors are also an interesting thing. A lot of these places have got automatic doors. That means when you go in, the sensor goes on and the doors open up. Which is a problem. You set the sensor off. Well, the best thing to do is, if you can, is to go in after a non-Jew, and a non-Jew goes in after you as well. It means you sandwich yourself between two non-Jews. Why? What's the thing? Because what happens is when you go in, as far as I understand, the sensor gets sensed again. I mean, let's say someone goes in at 9:30, bang on. So the sensor, let's say, counts 30 seconds from him, and then it closes the doors. If I go in at 9:31, let's just imagine 3 hours, I'm not going to set the sensor to go on another minute later. Yeah. So the person who goes in later, who resets the sensor to go in later. So the best thing, right, what's all in the lift?
The lift as well. You walk into the lift,
the doors, you mean the doors? Okay, I don't know how that works, I don't know, yeah. So these things are not ideal, I think. If someone has to report this, I have to ask the Shaila once, it's very important to know this. Sometimes one has to go visit someone in hospital. I say visiting in hospital is a big tzorach, it's often a big tzorach. The Shaila is you can wait there for hours till someone opens the door, which can be very hard and it's not very practical. If there's a big tzorach again for this, then many possible now want to do it with a shinui. You like this, we could do it with a shinui. How do you open the door with a shinui? You walk in backwards. That's also called a chiddush. As a chiddush, that's called a shinui. But Eisat Tzorach, if a person needs to do that, one's allowed to walk in backwards into the back. Make sure they're walking in the mental place of the hospital, because I don't know what they might do afterwards. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But in my sense, you could do that, and that's all right. Okay, everybody, sorry.